USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about an order from an appeals court to dismiss a case against his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people. I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president making those comments at the White House while meeting with the president of Poland. Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. In Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, all these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades. Decades.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. A big box retailer has one less stage flag in its stores. USA Radio Network's Kenny Burns has the details.
Walmart says the Mississippi state flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. That current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continue.
Approximately 400 National Guardsmen are on standby in Washington, D.C. in case they are needed to protect monuments in the nation's capital. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Shortly after the FBI concluded that no federal hate crime was committed last weekend at Talladega Super Speedway down in Alabama, NASCAR President Steve Phelps thanked the U.S. Attorney's Office and the FBI on Tuesday for their swift and thorough work. Phelps also says,
"For us at NASCAR, this is the best result we could hope for. You know, this is disturbing to hear that it was thought that one of our own had committed this heinous act. It is fantastic to hear from the FBI definitively that there was not a hate crime."
Bubba Wallace not believing the FBI, though, and sticking to his story, telling NBC's Today Show,
"When I did find out, I was very adamant on searching all the garages and making sure that this wasn't a garage pool. It was a garage pool, but it in fact was a noose. It was not a functioning noose, but it was a noose. And whoever had the time to create that and tie it up like that, just they were skeptical about it."
The Wood Brothers Racing Team added to the investigation as they alerted NASCAR on Monday that a crew member recalled seeing a rope tied like a noose in the fall of 2019. The team had occupied the same number 4 stall that Wallace's team was assigned at Talladega last weekend. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.